The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decisions.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
I want to cover a topic that's very important. It doesn't get enough coverage, especially for those of you that are business owners or part of a family that owns a business. And it has to do with the topic of valuing a business. Those that have specialty are far and few between, and it usually costs tens of thousands of dollars to value a business. And good friend of mine, somebody I have a lot of respect for, one of Philadelphia's finest entrepreneurs, is Mike Carter of Biz Equity. He's joining us now. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. Pleasure to be here.
You have a company that I find just absolutely amazing. It's a company that we use regularly with clients and people that we help at Cordasco Financial Network. And it's a tool and it's on our desktops. It's called Biz Equity. Why don't you talk a little bit about it?
We were actually looking at investing in a company when I was at the Musser Group in upstate New York that was a lithium-ion battery maker. And two successful entrepreneurs in their 60s, baby boomers. And I remember their names were Gary and Dick, and I remember asking Gary and Dick what they thought their business was worth, which was kind of the literally probably the million-dollar question or $10 million question. And they both kind of shrugged at each other. And these are successful people, right, in business. Mm-hmm. And they kind of shrugged. One didn't know, and the other one said 2 to 3 times earnings instead of probably 1.5 to 2 times revenue. So they were literally 60-65% off of their value. Mm-hmm. On the downside, meaning the company was worth a lot more than they thought. And that was about 8 years ago. And that began the journey. I remember going to the, you know, American or U.S. Airways before they were American, commuter jet with the propeller in the winter, mm-hmm. you know, winter storm, as you can imagine, and thinking, I know what I want to do when and if this baby lands, this plane lands. Is I want to find a way to help people like Gary and Dick democratize what they need to know, which is their biggest asset is their shares in this private company. Mm-hmm. And the old way to do it, calling an accountant or calling an advisor, take 4 to 6 weeks and cost, on average, at least $10,000. So before the buzzword big data, essentially that's what we did, right? We found a way to harness and harvest big data and to put it online. So anybody that's ever used Zillow out there or Trulia for real estate, we've essentially done that for businesses, 33 million businesses in North America, including franchises and subsidiaries. And we put that power in the hands of the advisors that serve the business owner, like Steve. So the creation story was from a real need. I had no idea how big the market opportunity was. I just knew that it made a lot of sense. And that began the journey literally, you know, now in earnest at least 7 years ago. And fast forward, you know, we're, you know, a nice local, quiet world, best kept secret, I think, in terms of the space that we're in. So we're the world's largest provider of this type of data. We valued more businesses than anyone else around the world and or have the most valuations of any businesses around the world. And we're active in the U.S., in the United Kingdom, in India, and in Singapore, where we all have country versions of the product for each market. Mm-hmm. And I love it because we're helping business owners, and you know, we're doing it through the folks that are, you know, advising them, be it a wealth manager, wealth planner, insurance agent, insurance advisor, accountants today are using it because it makes them more efficient in terms of how they deliver it. Mm-hmm. Attorneys, trust and estate attorneys, and even commercial bankers and lenders as a way to help business owners and as a way for them to get in front of business owners. Mm-hmm. So you know, multi-pronged strategy, but the same goal at the end, to democratize this really important knowledge and help the business owner.
It's just a fabulous software tool, whatever you want to label this creation that you have called BizEquity. It's been a game changer. And if you really think about it, if someone's a business owner, a good chunk of their life is spent on the business. People say, hey, what is the business worth? You know, most grab back of a napkin and they start jotting down some numbers, and they have no idea whether they're in the ballpark or not.
A good friend of mine has a great line. You will exit your business. You're going to exit your business because you're going to pass on, give it to the next generation. You're going to exit your business because you're going to shut it down, God forbid, or you're going to exit your business because you're going to sell successfully. But in every case, you will exit your business. And it would be, no one would think about planning for retirement 30 days before they retire, but that's what business owners have been doing for hundreds of years, because unless you know what the value of your business is a year or two before you sell, let alone, to be honest, right, every day, mm-hmm. which is what I'll get to, where I see it going, how can you properly sell that company? Meaning, if I say, oh, I'm going to sell my business, so therefore I'm going to value it, you didn't have a chance to improve upon the things that would have, you know, aided the valuation, right? Mm-hmm. So I think one big driver is the baby boomers, the 10 million businesses selling, and I think what they're calling the $7 trillion wealth transfer. Mm-hmm. So how do you help them transfer that wealth most efficiently and effectively? And knowing their value for business owners is kind of the number one thing to do. You also correctly stated, I think, protection. So Gamma Limra, independent association in the insurance industry, estimates that 40% of business owners do not have any life insurance, and 50% of business owners are underinsured for the different types of policies a business owner would get. So if you think about that, that means 1 out of 10 folks get insurance right if you're a business owner. And, you know, I think that's because they don't know the value of their business. So, you know, to pass it on, or key person insurance policy to protect against your partner who may pass, or vice versa, you need to constantly know what that business is worth. So,
and I'll debate you on that. I'm not so sure it's for that reason that they don't know what their business is worth. I would tell you that most businesses start out on a shoestring, and they can't afford it, and they keep trucking along every day, every day, every day. They're working hard to make it. And then it's like your kids. You wake up one day, and they're gone. You wake up one day, and you say, wow, I got a business here.
But no, totally.
Now, this is, goes back to, you know, how many times have you heard the story of somebody suddenly passes away, and the widow is stuck with a huge tax bill? We hear this about farmers all the time, right? So, you know, all of a sudden, you know, got to sell the farm because you got to pay the tax, but yet the tax is owed. But yet you can't sell the thing, and it's family owned. So somebody's got a big tax bill. That's where this comes from. And that's part of the reason why that story exists, is because people don't value what their business is worth. And hence, if something happens to them,
they got to sell that, it's
a big bill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're saying the same thing in different ways. And I think it's because it's not in the DNA of the business owner to know what their business is worth on a daily basis, because it was never available to them.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I see a day 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and hopefully it's us, right? And hopefully I'm still around, where, you know, people are going to say, oh my gosh, do you believe people ran their business without knowing what their business was worth? And today it's, you know, if you're a growing company, it's like, oh, can you imagine running a sales team without having a Salesforce system or CRM system like Salesforce? I think even bigger is, can you imagine running your business without knowing how every decision you make, whether you hire, fire, grow, expand, retract, how that's going to impact your value? So we see it as, imagine a dynamic chart or graph that every day in real time, you'll know the value of your business. And that's where we see it going. So the second driver is insurance. The third driver is lending, Steve, and capital. So this to me is amazing. If I went out, or you went out 6, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, to go get a loan from a bank, right? Mm-hmm. And you're 2 years into building Cardasco Financial Network, right? Mm-hmm. And congratulations on all your success. But you're 2 years into building it. You know what every banker in America would have said to you?
What?
Oh, great, great, Steve. Congratulations on Credasco Financial Network. What's your current income and what's your credit score? Not one banker or one bank today, and hopefully that's going to change soon, but not one bank says, what's your credit score? What's your current income? And oh, by the way, what's your business valuation?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's your biz equity score? Because you business owners get no credit, right, literally, for their shares in their business.
Mm-hmm.
So if you went to go get a car, right, or you went to go get a loan 5 years ago, they would have asked you the same two questions. To me, that's outrageous. And so we really think where this becomes a very large, almost unicorn-esque opportunity that we see in front of us is when people say, what's your biz equity, right? What's your value? And how that's going to help business owners not just make sure they're properly protected, not just make sure their estates are in order, which is so critical, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also make sure that they have the right capital. So when banks start asking that question, which hopefully we're affecting, I think you're going to have some real reactive demand to help people understand that, wait a minute, I do need to know what my business is worth. It's going to be helpful.
When we come across a case with a business owner, that's one of the first things we do is ask, can we value your business for you? And, you know, we let them know. We said, we're not doing this because you're going to sell. We just want to make sure that as we're looking at where you are at your stage of life and the wealth that you've created and where you want to go in life. Maybe it's retire one day down the road, as you mentioned. Maybe there's a divorce going on in the house and there's got to be a payout to a spouse. Maybe, you know, there's part of a business that we're going through something close to this where kids want to get involved in the family business. And how do you get them involved and show a value from an estate planning standpoint? So it's just a great, great tool. And I think you've done a really good job with it.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
Yep. What's next for BizEquity? What's coming up, and where do you see things going?
So if you think about what we do today, right, we help business owners through their advisors discover and monitor their business value. Where we want to go with it is to say, you know, much like you ask Alexa questions probably in your kitchen like we do in our house with our children, Alexa, what's the weather, so on and so forth, we see a day where you'll ask BizEquity, how can I grow the value of my business? So the third leg of the stool for us is around optimizing. So how do we help business owners optimize slash, right, grow the value of their business? So we're developing, you know, technology to do that and business rules to do that using, you know, AI, so artificial intelligence components of that, with a product that we're calling Franklin, in honor of America's first and probably greatest entrepreneur, Ben Franklin, which will be a kind of our AI engine as part of BizEquity. So we're very excited about that. And we think that that's going to really help advisors and the business owners that they serve. And then the second thing is, I think, just constant and utter distribution of the product so that we get in the fabric of how people think about running their business. And our little desktop icon that changes in real time, which we have today around their business value, is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So integrating into the big systems like eMoney, banking applications, lending applications, you name it, so that we'll be integrated into hundreds and thousands of different applications so that everywhere business owners go, they'll know their value.
Well, keep up the good work, Mike. I really appreciate it. We love being able to offer the ability to price somebody's company to at least get in the ballpark of what the asset is worth. I mean, think about it. We can put a price on stocks and bonds and mutual funds and paper assets. Much more difficult to put a price on a business that somebody created, built, didn't get so lucky, but worked really hard at it. And that's a big game changer when it comes time for planning and all the different types of planning that go into the complications of businesses, especially family-owned businesses and businesses that are tied to partnerships and other people, not just one. So it's great work you've done, and it's been a big, big help in helping people like me help business owners have good financial plans and basically help them when it comes to their life and their wealth. So thanks again. That's Mike Carter of Biz Equity.
Thanks, Steve, for this and the opportunity and your friendship over the years and on both of our respective journeys, and congrats on everything.
And likewise, I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network. All of our shows can be listened to on demand at your convenience. If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com or call our office at 215-558-3500. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.